Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation.
United States Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, not mincing many words as she addressed the United Nations General Assembly as they approved a resolution rejecting U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
She spoke before the resolution was approved with 128 yes votes, 9 no votes, and 35 abstentions. U.S. President Donald Trump broke with long-standing U.S. policy earlier this month by saying the United States considers Jerusalem the Israeli capital and starting the process of moving the U.S. embassy there. Haley said it's the right thing to do.
No vote in the United Nations will make any difference on that. But this vote will make a difference on how Americans look at the U.N. and on how we look at countries who disrespect us in the U.N.
The embassy announcement was met with a move by the U.N. Security Council on Monday to adopt a resolution noting a deep regret at recent decisions concerning the status of Jerusalem. This is VOA News.